from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Finally, I'm rolling with the kind of crowd I was born to be with.
Afternoons on the Score.
Oh, welcome back. It is great to have you in live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. First of all, tip of the cap, thank you. Danny Parkins, Ashley Brewer filled in last couple of days. Totally appreciate that.
We're Spinks.
What do you mean? Vacation. He says he needs a vacation. He needs some time off to let loose.
I do. I did. But I'm back, and I've already been told that it's unfortunate that I'm not Ashley Brewer.
Just saying.
Yeah. Clearly.
She was lovely. She didn't make fun of me. She wasn't just hovering around waiting for me to have a slight misspeak and then feed it to Tanny.
I'm not the only one doing that.
That's what I'm saying. Their whole crew was lovely. Everyone was so accommodating.
Danny was talking about Colin's crew of producers that all have these specialized tasks, and they're just a big team of them.
Sure.
We actually have the same amount of people dedicated to Danny's malaprops and misspeaks.
We do.
And
We do. I mean, I think Robbie Triano and Sean Sears are doing a great job.
They really are.
On that beat. They really are.
I never see them either.
No.
It's like, at least they could do is just like make nice to my face.
They work from home.
Yeah, exactly. It's a remote broadcast.
They just never stop working because there's so many.
There's so much time.
It's constantly a lot of work. Look, you are famous for saying things incorrectly every once in a while.
Thank you.
You know, it just kind of happens to you, but I wanted to defend you on one of them.
Okay.
Yesterday, you were talking about Mark Schlereth, who was amazing on that segment of with you on the Herd, on those segments, and we should get him. We should get him on this show, you know, if it's not too much trouble. If
he could,
for your second show.
See how nice you guys are.
For your backup show.
I'll put in a word. I'll put it in a word. We can get him.
It's good. But, yeah, no, I thought he was great, and when he said that he thought the Bears might only get 7 wins, you gave the world this phrase.
You seem to be throwing a little bit of a cold towel on this sort of thing. Cold water. Do you throw a cold towel?
Throw a towel right on it. Throw the towel on the heat. Let it watch it burn up.
Is that something that you would do?
It can be a pleasant thing on a hot day.
Yeah. But it's pleasant. But
it's cold. But if it's a cold day, you don't want a cold towel.
Yeah. That's not what it would be.
I wanted to defend you on this one.
Nope.
I think. No, hold on, Shane. let me get my take off, okay? And by the way, Ashley Brewer would never say that. She would never say no. Stoney
would.
Rachel Nichols just walked in here and blew me a kiss. How nice was that? That was so nice, Rachel. Good to see you.
So here's the thing. Throwing cold water is, of course, the phrase, but it's difficult to throw cold water. I think you've invented a much better phrase.
Interesting.
You throw the cold towel.
It's got some weight to it.
It has water in it.
Yeah.
It's a vessel for the water.
Yeah.
I am defending this malaprop. I think it should be the new thing because it's easier. You might not have a bucket of water, and then you got to get the bucket, and you got to throw the water and make sure it goes in the right direction. And nobody has practice throwing cold water from a bucket. You throw a cold towel, the water is there implied. So I think it's brilliant.
But to Shane's point, wouldn't the flames overcome?
Yeah, I mean, as someone who's put out a fire in a public place more than once, number one being saving the NFL draft and putting out that fire in Detroit,
yeah,
I just use my hand and my foot because I'm a lot tougher than the majority of males.
Forget about that.
It depends on the size of the fire. If it's a very small fire and the surface area of the cold towel is bigger than that, then by oxygen alone, it's going to cut off the oxygen supply to the fire. But if it's a big fire, you're better off dumping a few buckets of cold water on a larger fire because one cold towel is just going to heat up and then burn itself.
What if you miss with the bucket of water, though? The towel, I think, is an easier throw. That's what I'm saying.
I disagree. I think it's harder. You can stay farther away from the fire if you're dumping cold water on it than as opposed to if you're putting a cold towel
on it. All right, so Shane disagrees.
But I appreciate your support.
Even
a split vote here makes me feel better.
There you
makes
go.
Me feel like it's not always three against one.
I like the cold towel.
Well, and four or five if you count Sean Sears and Robbie Triano. Go on.
And then I kept listening.
Robbie counts for three.
And then I kept listening. And while you were promoting the event, I believe, at Coombs Corner, you gave us this.
I do not believe we've given away our Vampire Weekend tickets.
Oh, that's it.
So have the contest line ready when you hear that famous guitar riff.
Okay.
Riff. It's more of a riff than a riff.
We got to talk about that one.
Speaks, don't you know, have you ever seen one of those like those back alley fights where a Gibson and a Les Paul or like a Fender or whatever just like step up to each other? Like, damn, what'd you say about my mom?
You remember that time on the last Eagles tour when Don Felder and Joe Walsh were just at each other's throats on the stage?
Yeah, just hitting each other with guitars.
Oh, man. Yeah. The guitar riff. Or that one time in London in 67 when Hendrix and Clapton faced off in an alley. The guitar riffed. What the hell, man?
I know it's a riff. I just misspoke.
You do? You do?
Yeah, riff. As soon as you played it, I was like, oh, I should have said riff.
Oh, okay.
Misspeak.
You've made such progress as a music talker.
I'm sorry.
You won the category last week on the Rolling Stones songs.
Rolling Stones songs, yes.
You won the category, I believe.
I did.
It was impressive.
Thank you, sir.
And then I'm listening and you call it a guitar riff. I'm like, what the hell are we doing, man?
It was a mistake. It was a mistake.
Okay.
How much did you want 21-year-old intern Peter to implode after he just kept going blow for blow with you?
Oh, it was very difficult.
Songs.
Oh, it was very difficult.
It was the worst.
It was very, very tough. Maybe it's because I'm in so many rifts. And I've never riffed. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
So I use the word riff.
I'm glad you actually know what it is.
I think I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you had just misheard that your entire life.
I get it.
It was like, excuse me while I kiss this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do not believe we've given away our Vampire Weekend tickets. So have the contest line ready when you hear that famous guitar riff.
When you hear them argue.
Yeah.
You hear those guys fighting.
It's a famous argument.
Yeah, dude.
All right, my bad.
God, classical string, you bitch. I'm a metal string guitar.
That's
dumbass.
Right.
Yeah.
Nylons. I wouldn't be caught dead with nylons. Your frets look like ass. Exactly. The guitar riff.
You're cutting up those fingers, you nylon bitch.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you're back.
Thanks,
buddy.
I don't
know if I made that point.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Times.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you also.
Are you feeling Cubs rejuvenated by this this little run here, or are you just kind of itching and dying for Bears and Hard Knocks? Hard Knocks.
Yes and yes.
It'd be nice to have both of them.
It would be nice to have both of them. That's what it was supposed to be. I would like the Cubs to be playing meaningful games in September so that we can ignore them for Bears content. That's what I would like most in this world. That would be the best thing possible for business. Speaking of the Bears, Jalen Johnson, he went on Jim Rome and the Herd today, and the vibe, the thing that's most different to him, it's going to be unbelievably simplistic, but probably also significant. Next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.